I'm Shannon Caldwell, filling in for Ruth Kramer on Mission Network News. Sudan is one step closer to civilian rule. Military and opposition leaders signed a constitutional declaration on Sunday. It builds on a power-sharing agreement that the parties signed back in July, explains Middle East Concerns Daniel Hoffman. Believers, like the rest of the Sudanese society, are hopeful, yet they have some doubts.
Documents have been signed, but what is this going to look like in real life, and to what extent the interim government will be committed to enforcing human rights in general, ruling justly, providing religious freedom to the Christian church and other minorities communities. It is difficult to know for sure. Time will have to tell.
Meanwhile, it's no secret that restrictions in the Chinese church have recently been tightening. Continued work in China is going to require creative solutions. That's why Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China recently met with like-minded organizations to share information and collaborate on future plans.
All of us are experiencing some changes that are necessary for us in China. So basically, our desire was to make sure that Bibles is still preeminent, that we're not losing our touch to be able to place Bibles within China.
As Bibles for China tries to stay on the edge of gospel-sharing partnerships and technology, pray about what part you can play. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Shannon Caldwell.